Show with Brock and Hunter on Rock 107 WIRX.
All righty then, 6:15. Good morning. It's a Monday. Somebody's got a case of Mondays. I believe it's me. I don't feel too bad this morning. Just hate it when you sleep on your neck wrong. I woke up this morning. I can't really look left. It's the worst. You know, comes wintertime. You could be sick. You could have the cold. You can have the flu or whatever that's going around right now. But no, I wake up this morning and I can't look left. It's almost worse. It sucks because my computer screen right here is on the left. So when I go to read off of it, I kind of look like Frankenstein. Got bolts in my friggin' neck, man. Sucks. Hey, forecast today, partly sunny, high of 50. Nice. All right. Maybe a little bit of wind tonight, low of 35. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 60% chance of rain, mainly in the afternoon. Looking at a high of 48 tomorrow. Talking about the show today, man. Big day. Get lit. You're going to get lit. You're going to be that lucky winner. That's right. We're about to draw a winner around 7 o'clock. We're going to announce that. Thank you to our friends at Little Caesars and big help from Housemaster putting up the lights. So basically, if you win this morning, what you're going to win? Come on. It's Monday. You're feeling lucky. We're going to shower your house with lights. Basically, you get $600 and coupons and lights. You get to choose your lights. Housemaster comes over and puts them up for you. Professionally installed. The past few years we've done this. Kind of wondering, like, oh, I wonder what it's going to look like. It's going to be really as cool as we've been talking about. Dude, absolutely. Housemaster, I don't know what they do. I don't know if they got like a crew of people. It's a couple guys. I think it's just two guys. And they go up and they just literally Griswold your house. It's fantastic. You know what's awesome about it these days too? It's LED. So it's not just, you can't hear the hum off the side of your house drawing power to power the lights. It's very, very reasonable. Actually, I think the people last year said, we could hardly tell the difference in the electric bill. And our house was showered. So like I said, we're in the 7 o'clock hour. We're going to draw a winner and you are going to get showered with lights. So thank you to Little Caesars. Thank you to Housemaster. Of course, Rock 107 WIRX. We love doing this every year, and that's right. You're going to get lit. So stay tuned. It's the Plan B Morning Show. It's WIRX.
Bro.
All right, good morning. Sports this morning. Let's start with the NBA. Bulls and Pistons were off around the league, though. Dallas 137 beating Houston to 123. Denver beating Phoenix 116 to 104. Tonight, Orlando going to be Detroit at 7 o'clock. Portland going to be in Chicago at 8. Memphis going to be in Indiana at 7 o'clock. NHL Carolina beat the Red Wings 2-0. Isn't this nice? Get to do a full sports report without somebody interrupting me, saying how terrible of a job I'm doing, which I might be doing, but you know what? I don't need anybody to tell me that. Moving on, college football. It's going to go through the poll, the press poll. Hanging at number one, LSU. Number two, Ohio State. Number three, Clemson. Number four, Georgia. Alabama at number five, Utah at number six, number seven, Oklahoma, Florida at number eight, number nine, Minnesota, and Michigan making the top 10. There you go, Michigan hanging there at number 10. Number 10 there for you. NFL last night. My God, I wish he was here. Why is he on vacation when I have a sports report like this? Let's start with Washington. Washington beating the Lions 19-16 last night. Bears beating the Giants 19-14. I had a buddy over there to my place last night. Loves the Bears. Big Bears fan. He's going nuts last night. Yes. Trubisky actually played pretty decent. You put some stuff on the line, like a career, you tend to play a little bit better. Yeah, Trubisky started. Hip looked fine. Brock, his hip looked fine. He was not injured. Quit playing devil's advocate for the love of God. Yeah, the man was fine last night, and he played good. Like I said, Bears beating the Giants 19-14. Elsewhere, San Francisco beating Green Bay 37-8. Now I know he's not here, and I know it's kind of a dick move to jump on him when he's not here and he can't defend himself. But I'm gonna do it anyway. You know why? Because all freaking year long, Brock rips on Garoppolo. And look what happened last night. Oh, he's a terrible quarterback. There's no way San Francisco should be 8-1, 7-1, or 7-0. Yeah, look at now. You're Aaron Rodgers. Just lost to Garoppolo by a lot, 37-8. So you're lucky you're not here, because I'd lay it on thick, man. I'm laying it on thick right now because you talk so much trash about him. Look what happens. Look what happens when you talk trash. Moving on. Tampa Bay beating Atlanta 35-22. Cleveland beating Miami 41-24. Seattle over Philadelphia 17-9. Seattle. Keep an eye on Seattle. I'm telling you. Seattle might be one of your Super Bowl two. I'm saying it, man. Right now, Seattle is looking pretty stout. But somebody asked me again last night, what are your Super Bowl predictions? Dude, I have no idea. At this point right now, if I were to have to put my life savings down, I wouldn't know what to do. I have no idea. There are like 6-7 teams that have great potential to make it to the Super Bowl. But, yeah, there you go. That's your sports this morning. We'll be back.
Sports on the Plan B Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All right. Good morning. How are you? Monday. Hope you had a great weekend, man. Hope it was a fun, extensive one for you. We're going to the forecast today. Partly sunny. Looking at a high of 50 tonight. Partly cloudy. Low of 35. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. 60% chance of rain showers, mainly in the afternoon there. That's for tomorrow. So, there you go. Let's take a look at your rock news.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
A highway in Western Australia will be transformed into a real-life highway to hell. That's right. Next spring, as a tribute to the late AC/DC frontman Bon Scott on the 40th anniversary of his death, according to who's doing it there, man, a 10-kilometer stretch of the Canning Highway. It will be shut down for 10 hours on March 1st of the new year to hold a free event from the organizers of the 2020 Perth Festival near where Bond's ashes were laid to rest at the cemetery on March 1st, 1980. The special anniversary event will feature AC/DC tribute band as well as the Perth Symphony Orchestra playing AC/DC classics on a convoy of flatbeds and trailers. Organizers had this to say: we're reclaiming the iconic Canning Highway, turning it into the world's longest stage for a day. That's awesome. And it's friggin' awesome. So, yeah, celebrating the 40th anniversary. I mean, you know, it's sad, but they're doing a great thing around it, man. So, there you go, Bon Scott. If you're up there listening, man, doing it for you. You were a good man. You made some damn good music. It's some good pipes. Now we're celebrating you, man. So there you go. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 2007, Quiet Riot singer Kevin DeBrow died of cocaine overdose. Yeah. Kevin DeBrow died of a cocaine overdose report. The report said that the toxicology results, jeez, man, they were released that next Monday. I show that the musician died of an accidental drug overdose of cocaine. So there you go. On this day in rock history, there you go. We'll be back.
Brock and Hunter. Give me an R-O-C-K.
What you got? I don't know. I like music.
The Plan B Morning Show presents Useless Trivia. Answer useless trivia by calling 925-WIRX now.
All righty. Useless trivia brought to you by Nolaroo Cajun Eatery, 2809 Niles Avenue, St. Joseph. See their full menu at NolaRooEatery.com. Sounds pretty good right about now. Got a $10 gift certificate to Nolaroo if you get this question right. Actress Christina Applegate turns 48 today. Christina Applegate. Woo! Smoking. Yeah. Christina Applegate got no Emmy love for Married with Children, but she won an Emmy for her guest appearance on what sitcom? Is it A, Family Ties, B, Seinfeld, or C, Friends? Christina Applegate got no Emmy love for Married with Children, but she won an Emmy for her guest appearance on what sitcom? Is it A, Family Ties, B, Seinfeld, or C, Friends? 925-947-9925-WIRX to call, play, and win. The Rock.